This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
So Brad says 15 seconds. Are you ready? And I said no. But I guess we'll do it anyway. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. You're dialed set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We broadcast from Missouri, from the farm, high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. 2 hours per day, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line 24/7. 605-477-3249. 605-477-3249. And that's up 24 hours a day. And what it is, it's an endless loop. And it plays today's broadcast live. And then it continues playing today's broadcast live until tomorrow when we go live again. And it starts tomorrow's broadcast. And over the weekend, Friday, plays all weekend long until Monday morning at 9 a.m. That's 605-477-3249. Let's see. We've got Brad is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Thank you so much, Brad. Gwyneth Isaacs is live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Very well. Gwyneth, thanks for calling in and staying up late. You know, I was thinking, Missouri is the show-me state. And that's what it says on our license plates. Show me state. At first, I thought, you know, why would it say the show me state? I thought, well, maybe we just don't get it. Maybe if someone tells us, we go, yeah, I hear you, but I don't get it. So we show them. But that's not.
You gotta show.
It's not.
Yeah.
It's not. I don't think that's it. I think. It's because there's so much dishonesty here in Missouri, starting with those.
You got to prove something before anyone will believe it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because people tell stories there.
Yeah, yeah, I think that's it. And I think it started with those who arrived here to steal land from the Native Americans, you know, and they, you know, they would register for a claim. And then they would jump each other's claims and steal each other's claims.
Yeah.
So I think it started way back, you know, when the land was settled. You know, the President James Buchanan land grant. I think that's why we're called the Show Me State. Because we're so
yeah,
many people
show
are dishonest.
Everybody that you're actually honest.
Yeah, and I was talking with a number of our instructors, and I was talking about Springfield, Missouri. And, you know, it's about an hour away from the farm in terms of drive time. And I really don't like doing business in Springfield, Missouri. And the reason I don't is because it's so expensive. Most of the businesses, I believe, have a corporate motto. And I think the motto is, how much money do you have? We'll take it all. I think that's how they price their wares. I really do. It's so expensive in Springfield, Missouri. But the problem is it's catching on elsewhere. But really, Springfield, Missouri is pretty expensive in terms of buying things. So I try not to buy things there. And tax, sales tax, 8% or more. That's a lot. And you would think that there'd be a revolt. You know, people would be annoyed with having to pay a fine. You can call it a fine, you can call it a tax, you can call it whatever you want, in order to purchase something from someone else. You know, why do we have to pay the government in order to buy something? I mean, there's so many tax on tax on tax on tax on taxes. Why do we have to pay all these taxes? And then yet, we seem to keep reelecting the same thugs that have brought us this morass. You know? Why do we allow this? Why do we keep voting for the same thugs?
It's like Jeff Berwick says, taxation is theft.
Absolutely. Absolutely, it's theft.
If I don't know how well known Jeff Berwick is amongst your listening audience, I suspect he's probably reasonably well known. He has a website called dollarvigilante.com. TheDollarVigilante.com. And he refers to himself as being an anarcho-capitalist. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that means that he wants to do his own economic dealings without any interference from any rampant cartels who might want to poke their nose in.
Yeah,
so go down to your local state house and you see the clubhouse of the local, extortionate cartel. Because they're all private corporations, and many of them are actually even registered with the Securities and Exchange Commission as such. If you do your research, then you'll find out. And you don't have to consent to contract with a private corporation unless you really want to. It's as ridiculous as Walmart telling you that you must buy stuff from them. Well, yeah, a lot of people do buy stuff from Walmart because now they don't have any choice because all the mom and pops have been shut down. But, you know, you can still choose not to buy anything from them at all. You know? The state governments, so-called, they tie people up so full of bureaucracy, it's just absolutely ridiculous. And here in Australia, for whatever reason, we seem to excel at government bureaucracy. It's just really sad, actually. You know,
it really might
seem as if I'm laughing, but it's the laughing of the, oh, no, faceplant variety, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's how it is. And, what else they do is they divide us, you know. And then they say that they're not dividing us, that they want us to be multicultural and united. And all the time is the subtle division, 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 division. Like, it's as if there was somebody behind you all the time saying, just whispering in your ear, you're not going to trip and fall, you're not going to trip and fall, you're not going to trip and fall. Well, what do you think you're going to do? You're going to trip and fall, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. I want to share a story with you. And we need to resist. We really need to resist when things are dishonest and things are promised to us and they're not delivered upon. And let me give you an example. So I wanted to buy some LED lights. I wanted to experiment with them. So I looked at eBay and I looked at different brands and I looked at wholesalers and I found that the best deal for me, the best ratings, I think looking at the diagrams, the pictures, and as much as I could research, I found this brand that I wanted to try. So I ordered them, not on eBay, not from the wholesaler, because I ordered them from Amazon, because Amazon had the best deal, the best overall price for me. And Amazon said that if I spent more than $25, I would get free shipping. And I did. I spent way more than $25. I spent about $200. And I wanted to buy enough of these LED lights to start finishing our farmhouse. And they're 13 watts apiece, and I decided on 300-degree Kelvin temperature, which is kind of a warm white. And So I ordered them, and it said, you know, estimated time of arrival and those kind of things. And I checked the next day to see how the order was progressing. And I found out that I was being charged $17 and change for shipping.
And of course,
so I blew my stack, you know, in the kitchen, you know, in internally. I'm like, really? These guys claim free shipping, and you can do one click to buy it. You know, if you've registered with Amazon, and you can just click, and it has your shipping address, and boom, off you go. Well, I sent these guys, the sellers, an email, and I said, it can go either of two ways. You can cancel my order because the order said free shipping, or you can ship the order with free shipping. Pick one, but I'm not paying for shipping. Now, why would I do that? Well, because the screen I read, yeah. So, well, they blamed it on Amazon. The company, the seller, blamed it on Amazon. So I canceled the order, and that was great. And I reordered it from the same company. Actually, I had a friend order it who has a Prime account where they get free shipping. So it's being shipped for free. But what I'm saying is, when a company does something like that, don't stand for it. Don't say, well, geez, it's only $17. I guess I'll eat it. And my response is, don't stand for it. And if enough of us cancel our orders, they'll probably say, wait, this ruse, this scheme, this fraud isn't working. Just like the guy... I bought something on eBay, and he was in China. So I bought this from eBay, and the guy charges me Missouri sales tax. Well, the Chinese don't charge sales tax. And it was not a lot of money. It's not a lot of money. It was like, I don't know, a couple dollars sales tax. And I sent him an email, and I said, you have no authority to charge sales tax. You're not even in the country. Now, you can refund the sales tax that you've charged me, or you can cancel the order. Pick one. And if you don't do the right thing, I'm going to report you to eBay, because other people are being ripped off by this guy. So this guy says to me, well, we get charged sales tax, so we have to charge you sales tax. And I said, no, I'm out of state. You have no authority to charge me sales tax. And so he refunded the sales tax. But I bought the same product from two different sellers on eBay. And what happened? It's really the same guy with two different eBay accounts. So, class, don't take it. Don't take it. If they do that to you, cancel your order. Cancel your order, and maybe they'll...
Class? I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, we're just a bunch of anarchists here. Yeah, but don't get us wrong. Don't get us wrong. Anarchy does not mean rape, plunder, pillage, beat up your neighbors, burn down the village. It doesn't mean that. Anarchy just simply means without a ruler. And I'm doing fine without a ruler. I really am. I don't need the police to tell me what to do. I don't need the police to point guns at me and shoot my dogs and shoot my family. I don't need that. We don't need that. We're doing fine. As a matter of fact, the village, the closest village to us, doesn't have a corporate structure. It's an unincorporated village, which is wonderful. What's that mean? That means we don't have a mayor. We don't have a city hall. We don't have a police department. We don't have any of that stuff. We don't have sidewalks. Don't have streetlights. Don't have garbage collection. Don't have government bureau rats telling us that we need permits to add onto our porch, repair our roof, add a new circuit in our electrical system in our house. Don't need a building permit to build a house or a shed or carport or barn. Don't need any of that. Yeah, we're just a bunch of anarchists. Gwyneth, it's pretty nice living without a lot of rules, right?
Well, yeah. Basically, around, well, here, unfortunately, we are infested with people who think that they have the right to tell us how to run our lives. And I wish it weren't so. But that's the case throughout Australia. And, you know, there are corners of Australia that don't have a local bureaucracy. And guess what? they are not falling apart. Far from it. For example, French Island in Port Phillip Bay does not have a local municipality. And guess where all the millionaires and billionaires of Melbourne have their houses and mansions? They have them on French Island. They don't have a municipality there. There's no local bureaucracy. And if you want to find some places that are absolutely not falling apart, go and see French Island. Because, yeah, it's where the pop stars, the rock stars, the, you know, whatever people that just want to be left alone.
Let me
buy their real estate, and it's a nice place, you know.
Gwyneth, let me read what Wikipedia says about anarchism. And it says, anarchism is a political philosophy that advocates self-governed societies based on voluntary institutions. These are often described as stateless societies, although several authors have defined them more specifically as institutions based on non-hierarchical free associations. Anarchism holds the state to be undesirable, unnecessary, and harmful. Okay?
Yes.
It says anarchism specifically entails opposing authority or a hierarchical organization in the conduct of human relations, including but not limited to the state system. Now, let me read what another definition of anarchy is. Completely different. It says anarchy. It's a noun. A state of disorder due to absence of non-recognition of authority. Lawlessness.
There's no disorder.
Revolution. Lawlessness, revolution, insurrection, disorder, chaos, mayhem, turmoil. That's another definition. Well, that's not the definition we use. We like the one which really means just leave us alone. Just leave us alone. We'll be okay.
Yeah, we don't need your help. And what was that in that movie Independence Day? The guy says that the scariest words you'll ever hear, we are from the government and we're here to help you.
Right. That's true. True. Just if you want to experience. Yeah, if you want to experience that, to just get yourself audited. I mean, and you'll see how much help they provide. And, you know, I said, I was at the breakfast table this morning, and I was talking about who would want to have a cop ask them questions? Who would want that? You know, some cop says, all right.
You can't answer them.
Where were you? Who were you seeing?
Question.
Can you prove it? Really?
Played the fifth.
I'm not interested in dealing with them. Just,
so you work for Carmel and I'm pleading the fifth.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. Live.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, MakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
David in Illinois, you're on with the Gwyneth Isaacs in Australia. Welcome.
How you doing? I heard you talking about state, and you were also talking about police, but with my father, I was able to get to work for the state of Illinois for a short time, and the amount of corruption I seen there was just, I mean, they actually labeled me a whistleblower because I was able to, it took me a couple years to finally get out where they went to court about what they were doing there at the state facility. I mean, they were feeding kids, you know, rancid food and covering up assaults. But They actually put up brand new elevators and air conditioning in all these buildings. Right when they got it done, they tore it all down.
Yeah, and, you know, I wonder about things like that. Like you see them put in a brand new road. Well, what I should say is they would resurface the road. They'd make it pretty good. And then they would trench across that brand new road that they put in to put in a culvert or something like that, or to run some wire that they didn't think of. How is it possible that these projects don't communicate upward and downward within the projects? And I remember being a consultant for a school district, and I would look at what we were doing, what we were going to do, and what we're going to do after we did that. And to make sure that we didn't do things two and three times, we just do them right the first time. And that's what you're talking about. You're talking about government bureaucracy, government waste, government compartmentalization, where government entities don't talk to each other. It's an outrage. And it's our money.
It drove me nuts. I mean, about the kids getting assaulted and fed food, I tried to go to my dad about it because he was a well-known person in Chicago. And he's like, I'm not going to have a son of mine be a whistleblower, you know. And I'm like, because I had to ride around in a squad car with him. He forced me to since I was 7 years old. So, and if he wasn't doing that, the hospital was covering up from him putting me in the hospital all the time and doing stuff to me. So the amount of corruption I seen just with the police in that squad car was just shocking, you know.
Well, why don't you be specific? Tell us a little bit about it. What did you say? Who did what?
Okay, right. They would, for example, this profiling. They use the Caucasian word on the radio or the other word for black people. And I asked them, what does that mean? And they said, well, that's what tells us which one's a criminal. One means criminal and one means doesn't. And I never, ever seen them stop a white person, which I'm not racist. I don't really care. But I didn't know that. You know, in this confiscating stuff, they would confiscate stuff from people all the time, and they would stop each other and say, I got this, I got this. And they would take it home, you know. And even my friends would see this stuff. My friends were terrified of them because of the badge. And what upset me is I was witness to some crimes that were committed. And because I was in the car with him, he wouldn't report it. And I seen a lady crying in tears. You know, they even stole her plates. And I spoke to them gentlemen several times, and he said, these people are used to that, and I can't risk you getting, I can't control it if you're in a room by themselves, yourself. You're going to have to talk.
Wait, hold on. These people are used to what?
Well, the people, my dad, he would hide me out in a squad car in the hospital because they would be looking for me. So he couldn't let them get a hold of me by himself. And as long as he was there, he was able to control the conversation. So the only person he was afraid of was internal affairs. And even since I was a kid in that squad car all the time, when I was supposed to be actually in school for months, you know, I'd have to drive around with him. If there was shooting going off, I had to get into the floorboard of the car, you know. And
Are you saying that your dad put you in the squad car and kept you out of school? What would be the reason for that?
Handcuffs were my babysitter. So Child and Family Services were going to take me away because they knew it. Something was going on. So he uses pull as a police to pull me out of the, get me out of there. And then he would check me into the hospital where he worked at, you know, as a police officer. And he would let them do surgeries on me. And then when I wasn't in the hospital while they were hiding me out there, I would have to ride around with him in his squad car. So in second grade alone, I only went to school for 2 months, probably 2 months. You know, maybe, yeah, about 2 months. And I think all through school, K through 12, I went to school for 3 full school years. You know, and they knew about it, you know. They wrote it in my records of what they did.
So Child Protective Services wanted to get you away from your dad, and your dad would handcuff you to keep you from straying and would put you in the back of a squad car to keep you riding around and hide you out from Child Protective Services. Is that what you're saying?
Right. And then when he would check out, I can actually tell you how they actually put the handguns in the drawers when they locked in and checked them out, because they would let me put the bullets out of the handguns and put the handguns in there, and they let me answer the emergency phones when people would call in, you know.
And how old were you?
I mean, I started out at 7. Wow, I even had the sores around my ankles from the handcuffs. And when they would put me in the hospital, they would wrap my ankles up to try to heal the sores. You know.
Did you ever see your dad do things to people that you thought were over the top, oppressive, violent, illegal?
Oh yes, yes. I mean, you know, they talk about these police officers going into rages and things. He would actually go into rages and destroy places, and they would just take him away at the hospital for a week or two, and leave me there by myself to fend for myself. And then they would let him come back home after he got okay and let him back out on the street.
So,
I mean,
are you saying that you saw your dad as a person who was extremely violent?
He was so violent my friends were even afraid of him. Like the kids that I knew. They were terrified of him.
Was he different from other...
Well, some cops, they joked around about it. There is a few cops that I knew that were upstanding, great guys, but I would, you know, as you would try to talk to them, but my dad always had a saying, we always will back our own, no matter what. So he said, if you want to be put in the hospital with a feeding tube the next time, you'll shut your mouth. You know, so, and that's the thing.
That's absolutely disgusting.
You know.
That really is.
And the thing that upsets me is there's a serious, serious crime that me and my friend were aware of, and a friend lived with me, and his parents tried to do something with the police against him, and they covered up for him. And we had a serious crime we witnessed that we found out about, and he just said, you guys are alive, shut your mouth, you know. And
wow.
So basically
he was saying that if you keep going... was speaking out about this, you won't be.
Yeah, that's what the guy that we had
the
issue with wound up being a well-known serial killer. And if he would have done his job when we approached him, some lives could have been saved. And when they had it on the news, you know. And it's just, and my friend, when he got home, his parents were very upset. He just said, look, my parents are so upset about this, and your father's going to get away with it because you were, he has a badge. He actually got evicted because he was so out of control in one place. They couldn't do nothing with him, so they actually had to evict him.
Why do you think this is the case where cops stick together and will cover for each other? Let me give you an example. There was a woman, a 40-year-old woman. She made worldwide news, and she was in the United States. She was going to get married, and she was from Australia. And she heard this noise. She called the cops to report this, you know, something going on. The cops show up, and two cops in a car, one of them shoots her through the door of the police car. Both cops were in the car, and she was approaching the police car saying, I'm the one who called you. And then she got shot through the door by this cop. Now, the other cop in the car did not pull his gun and put it to the head of the cop who just murdered this woman and said, he didn't say, you're under arrest for murder. Didn't handcuff him. Didn't do that. It's like the blue plague that we talk about. Here we have one cop actually murders a person in cold blood, and the other cop doesn't arrest the bad cop. So
that's
why do you think
happen.
That is? Yeah, why is
because
that?
First of all, it's a power thing. That badge, they would say, this gives me the power to do anything. And that's exactly a quote from... When I was a little all the time, they'd say. The second thing is, I understand kind of in some ways what they do, and why also I think it's wrong. They have to be out there every day on the street, okay? I understand that. I was there with them all the time, ever since I was little. It's a very tenuous, strenuous thing you'd never know, but they got to know they got to rely on that guy. So he always would tell me there's 15% of us that are bad. The other good guys are good guys, and they don't want to rock the boat. They want to know even that bad guy is going to protect him when he has to. So they're never going to knock on each other. You'll be surprised if I bet you that cop in Missouri and Minnesota, they came out and gave brief statement. They didn't talk to him ahead of time. You won't see them out there talking about it again. They will not narc on themselves.
Here's what he said.
Here's
what this cop said. The cop in Minnesota we're talking about, who executed this woman. He says, I demand my privacy. Please respect my privacy. Really? He's a murderer.
Exactly.
He's a government-trained, government-paid-for, hired killer. He murders a woman, and then he thinks that we should respect his privacy. That guy should, when you see people on television, when the cops rough them up and they throw them against the hood of the car and they beat them up, that's what should have happened to this guy. This guy's an out-of-control killer. No,
I mean, my dad went after even my friend. Yeah, my dad even went after my friends with us with his own nightstick, they won't do nothing. Nothing's going to happen.
David, you mentioned 15% of the cops are bad. Really, you really think it's 15%, or do you think it's 15% might be good? Because I don't know where the good ones are. I really don't. Because you can't be a good cop. You can't be a good cop and not clean house. Those are mutually exclusive. If you're a good cop, you want the bad ones out. But if there are any good ones, I don't see them getting the bad ones out. So there are no good ones.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
It's gonna be sliding.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, live in Australia. David is calling in from Illinois. And David, I made the statement about the police and, you know, 15% of them are bad. I think that they're all bad, and I'll tell you why. And I did tell you why, because they don't clean up their house. So I'm going to read you something. This is from the International Association of Chiefs of Police. The International Association of Chiefs of Police. It's called the Law Enforcement Oath of Honor. It pretty much covers the reasons why I say what I say about the police. And here it is. This is the this is what they pledge, most pledge, something like this, when they receive their badge. Sometimes it's called a shield. I guess it's called a shield because it protects them from us. On my honor, I will never betray my badge, my integrity, my character, or the public trust. I will always have the courage to hold myself and others accountable for our actions. I will always uphold the Constitution, my community, and the agency I serve. That is something like the oath that they take. That one is from the International Association of the Chiefs of Police. That's just one of them. I have a feeling that most of them are similar in content and message and meaning. So when it says, "I, on my honor, I will never betray my badge, my integrity,
right,
my character, or the public trust," that's what they abuse all the time.
It is. It's 15% when it comes to protecting their own. That is a very high number, because they get away with whenever you try to tell them about something to protect each other, they just say, "I don't want to get involved," you know. So 15% when it comes to protecting.
Well, you know, something that makes accessories after the fact, left, right, and center. That's the plain truth of it.
You know, because, I mean, they would even see, I've even seen officers drink on duty and take drugs from people and take them home when I'd be there as a kid. And they knew it, you know, bringing home young girls, they knew it, you know, and they looked the other way. They will not betray that badge.
Now, when you say betray the badge, you mean betray each other when they violate their oaths of office.
Exactly.
Is that what you mean?
But when it comes to me and you, you're right. Yes, they will not. When it comes to protecting themselves, they will not. And my father would tell me this all the time. And, you know, and I said, well, what about the Constitution? What about everybody else's rights? We don't care. If the chief lets us do it, he gives us an order. We don't even care what a judge says. We will do it. And that's, those are words from directly from them.
So. Yep.
Yeah. Do you think your father was trained this way, or do you think that he was trained to actually honor that oath of office, and then he fell into disarray or did illegal things because, well, he was surrounded by that, by his peers?
I think it was a combination of both, because he always would tell me that's how they're trained to do things. They are trained to do certain things, but I think doing the illegal stuff is he. I think that's just he was always offended by when I'd ride with him about the criminal that had more money than him, or had a better car, and he would literally drive around even when he got off duty and look for these people, you know, and try to find these people, and then he would confiscate the things that they had, so. I think it's a combination issue. You know, one, it's trained because they're told.
Yeah. David, let me see if I've got this right. So your father was a cop. He would see criminals living a little higher and better, and so he would go steal their stuff?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can you hold through the break? And can you stay with us?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Gwyneth and I will be right back. I'm sure Gwyneth has a lot of questions to ask you. And then when we come back, second segment of hour number two, we're going to talk about the Boers. We'll be right back. Class? I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL, LibertyID.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.